Welcome to our Politics in Review podcast. Three more U.S. representatives announced their retirements during the week, bringing the total number of open House seats in the 2022 regular election cycle to 49. One seat, that of resigned California Republican Congressman Devin Nunes, remains vacant pending a special election cycle that will conclude in June. Redistricting basically did away with the Nunes 22nd district seat in the Fresno Valley, so the eventual winner here will likely only serve one six-month term. Democrats Jerry McNerney of California and Jim Langevin of Rhode Island, along with New York Republican John Katko, complete the trio of House members not seeking re-election. All are retiring. The Ohio State Supreme Court, on a 4-3 vote with the Republican Chief Justice joining the Democrats, voided the legislature's new congressional, state House, and state Senate maps. Thus, the legislature must begin the remapping process with only a short time to act. The Ohio candidate filing deadline is the fast approaching February 2nd for the associated May 3rd primary. The four justices said the maps violated the redistricting process relating to political gerrymandering. After the five-member Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission adopted new maps for the U.S. House and state legislature last month, the two Democratic members, apparently not as independent as the commission title implies, changed their votes on final passage after pressure from Democratic leaders and activists. The congressional plan passed 3-2, instead of with their original unanimous vote. Final consideration of the legislative maps was postponed. Arguably, the Arizona congressional map could be the nation's most competitive. Republicans being projected to do well in the early part of the decade is what spurred the Democrats' objections. Redistricting looks to be in the final phase in Kentucky, Mississippi, Rhode Island, and Tennessee. Once these places approve their final draws, a total of 30 states will have completed the 2020 census redistricting task. Three big entities, Florida, New York, and Pennsylvania, remain part of the 14 states yet to finish their process. Six states have at-large representation, therefore Alaska, Delaware, North and South Dakota, Vermont, and Wyoming have no congressional redistricting requirement. Democratic former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who left office at the beginning of this year after serving 2 4-year terms, announced that he will not enter the crowded Democratic field for governor. Early polling showed Mr. de Blasio faring poorly against new incumbent Kathy Hochul, NYC public advocate Jermaine Williams, and Congressman Tom Suozzi. As year-end campaign financial reports become public, two sitting governors are reporting whopping totals. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis reported raising $4.4 million just in the month of December and holds a whopping $72 million in his campaign account. In New York, new Governor Kathy Hochul, since taking office in late August upon then-Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation, has raised a huge $21.6 million for her 2022 campaign, $21 million of which remains in the bank. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.